we're hearing reports of significant interest in cutting cereal crops for hay. At this stage, I think that's being fueled by steady demand for hay and a lack of carryover. So I think as anyone driving around New South Wales or Northern Victoria would be aware, there is a significant lack of hay in the region at the moment, and there's been consistent demand throughout the year. And that demand has continued to remain fairly strong with the ongoing dry conditions in Queensland and northern New South Wales.
Do you see this as a good thing or a bad thing, that there's now going to be all this extra hay coming onto the market in a relatively short period of time?
Well, we can't quantify just how much cereal hay there will be. I think it will certainly go a long way to replenishing those depleted hay stocks, which I think will be a positive thing for the market this year. And especially we don't know how long this hot, dry wind and dry conditions are going to continue. So I think that the livestock industry in particular and the dairy industry can take a bit of comfort in knowing there's going to be a few extra stocks around this year.
So I know it's quite hard for you to quantify at the moment, but what are you expecting? A significant amount of hay to be cut now or just a little bit? What are you thinking at this stage? Obviously it will change.
At this stage, we think that there will be a significant amount in those areas which I mentioned, so southern New South Wales and north central Victoria. The variable will be the quality of the hay that's made. My initial thought is that there's going to be a significant amount of lower grade cereal hay available, and at this stage, the market's certainly demanding that higher grade cereal hay and lucerne. But I think in the long term, particularly if we don't see a good break in northern New South Wales and Queensland, the demand for hay of all types will continue to remain strong.
What impact is this going to have on people who had actually planned to grow oat and hay or who have grown oat and hay?
My understanding is that particularly around central west New South Wales, there's an indication that yields for oat and hay have been down. I think that the market's going to remain strong, particularly for high-grade oat and cereal hay. So if those growers are able to meet that market, then they'll probably still be receiving good prices. And I generally think that the demand for oat and hay is going to remain strong in the coming 12 months.
What's happened to prices?
Okay, so in the past couple of weeks, we've seen the market soften. Over the past 2 to 3 weeks, prices come back around $20 to $30. At this stage, for higher grade cereal hay, is still looking at around $230 to $250 on farm through central west New South Wales, and southern New South Wales is a little bit softer, and that's purely demand driven. I expect that in the coming weeks it will soften, and I expect that the market will remain soft until Christmas. But if we don't see a good break in northern New South Wales and Queensland, I expect that coming into the new year we'll see prices start to rise again.
And what about for the lesser grade cereal hays?
At the moment, we're talking prices around $150 to $160 on farm. Really lower grade, poor quality hay, it can be as low as $120 to $130. Prices have softened about $40 to $50 over the past month.
It is spoken about widely in the industry at the moment that the hay market has collapsed as a result of this frost. Are you seeing indications of that?
I think it's too early to say that that is the case. I think that with Queensland and northern New South Wales in the, experiencing the dry conditions that they are, and still having strong, there's still strong demand to those regions, I certainly think that it's too early to say. And I also think that there isn't a lot of hay around in storage at the moment, and so I don't agree that the market has collapsed.
And how much more do you think the market could come off?
I think we'll certainly see the market soften further in, as I said, in the next month or two. It's probably a little bit difficult to tell at this stage, but we could see the market soften another $30 to $40 in the next 2 months.